I feel comfortable.
What was it, really, with the fluctuation? I mean, you feel comfortable no matter 205, 220, or 220?
Yeah, I mean, I feel comfortable at, you know, my playing weight. I played safety at 230. So, I mean, I can move at, with some weight on me, and I guess I'd be faster with weight off of me. So, yeah.
What was the training like for you to drop 230 to 205 or 210?
They did an article on me, and they were calling me the running man. So I was just running before practice for 30 minutes. I'd run with the ones, and then I'd go straight to scout team. And when it was 7-on-7, I was running gassers. And after practice, I was running more gassers. So it was just a lot of running. That's all. I mean, it was just like track all over again.
You got the combine coming up. Do you have any goals at all that you want to run? Do you want to jump? You know, do you have any idea at all?
Just run fast, jump high. Get as close to Calvin Johnson's numbers as possible.
What do you think you can run in the 40?
Do you think you'll run sub 4.45?
I think I should raise some eyebrows from what I'm hearing out here from these scouts. So, yeah.
You mentioned Calvin Johnson. Have you given any thought to the prospects of being on a team like Calvin Johnson, like the Lions and facing Calvin Johnson in practice?
I would love to do that every day. That'd be, I mean, better for me. And I've been teasing with my coaches, you know, back at Utah. They called me Optimus Prime instead of, you know, Megatron. So I just want to get as close to his numbers as possible, since I know that's what everybody's looking for, is somebody to guard receivers like that. So,
have
what
you talked to the Lions this week?
Yeah, briefly. Yeah. I talked to him.
Who'd you talk to? Do you remember?
I think his name was Matt. I don't really remember.
What do they call you? Optimus?
I was calling myself Optimus Prime.
What does that mean?
Well, because they call Calvin Johnson Megatron, so it's the answer to Megatron.
Yeah. Who's your agent?
Josh Arnold.
Josh, and where have you been training?
In Stars in Southern California, and it's in Anaheim. So.
When you see a guy like Colvin go down here this game for a player, it's so.
You know, that's rough, man, because, you know, we're all out here for a reason. I know it's all competition, but, I mean, we're all in the same room. So, you know, you see a friend go down, you see a family member go down, it's never something good. I don't know what's wrong with him. I heard it was a knee, so I'm going to go, you know, check him out. And, you know, hopefully he's doing good and he's out here tomorrow.
But, I mean, you're on the field trying to, you know, improve your stock.
Yeah.
Having that kind of risk also.
Yeah. You can't really think about that stuff out here. I mean, I've been through my fair share of injuries, and you just got to bounce back. I mean, if you try to play safe, then that's when you get hurt. And when you see a guy go down, you just got to tell everybody else, let's pick it up. Because, you know, for us, we had six corners out here and it went down to five. So, you know, it's a little more rotation. You know, you got to pick up for one other guy. And, you know, like I said, just we just want to check him out and hopefully he's all right.
Was that today, this afternoon?
Yeah, it was today.
Who was that?
Colvin.
So, very good prospect. Have the Rams talked to you?
Not that I remember.
But you probably talked to just about everybody.
Yeah, decent amount of teams.
Talked to the Bears.
Have I talked to the Bears? I don't think so.
After 2 days, how do you feel?
I feel like I'm improving. I haven't played football since like November 27th. Yeah. So, you know, it's just aches. I'm getting back out here in football shape. I've been training. I can run all day, but, you know, the legs are a little heavy at times, and get a little winded with the shoulder pads on, and just getting back in football shape.
What's the biggest transition being coached by NFL guys? What are the words of wisdom they're giving you that maybe you haven't heard in the past?
Buy in, getting better every day, and, you know, that's just what I'm trying to do.